Hi, everybody. It's Katie Couric. Have you heard about my newsletter called Body and Soul? It has everything you need to know about health and wellness. From skincare and serums to meditation and brain health, we've got you covered. And most importantly, it's information you can trust. Everything is vetted by experts at the top of their field. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. That's KATIECOURIC.com/bodyandsoul. I promise you'll be happier and healthier if you do.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain.
Benjamin Franklin is our subject for a new season with Walter Isaacson.
He's the most successful self-made business person in America.
A printer, a scientist, founding father, but maybe not the guy we think we know.
Franklin casts his lot on the side of revolution, and it's another thing that splits the family apart.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Bruce Bazzi. On my podcast, Table for Two, we have unforgettable lunch after unforgettable lunch with the best guest you could possibly ask for. People like David Duchovny, Jeff Goldblum, and Kristen Wiig.
We're doing all the dessert.
We'll just skip right to it.
Our second season is airing right now, so you can catch up on our conversations that are intimate and often hilarious. Listen to Table for Two with Bruce Bazzi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
And when the band plays Hail to the Chief,
it is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, and then we're sailing right into an Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday tomorrow. I want to get to this real quick before we get to some emails. Jesse, or wait a minute, I don't know why I said my name. That doesn't make sense. I'm reading a headline. That didn't make sense at all. You know what?
You know, freedom is not free.
More men are staying out of the workforce to care for kids. Fellas? Well, you know what? Let me start off with this. Ladies, I understand that you may be the breadwinner in the home. I get that. Not my particular thing, but I get that. Fellas, go to work. Go get yourself a job and go to work. Now, everyone has their own life circumstances. I realize that. Maybe you got laid off and your wife didn't and she's got to work and now someone's got to watch the kids. I get that. I get that there are certainly exceptions. Men, do not take yourself out of the workforce. Stay in the workforce and provide for the wife and kids. Even if you don't make the money she makes. And that can sting. I'm sure that can sting. I get that. It's not the end of the world. Fellas, you gotta go to work. There are certain things that are simply biological. They're just how we're built, all right? Part of how we're built is men need to go to work. Men need to go to work for a variety of different reasons. But one of the main reasons you need to go to work is for you, honestly. You ever been out of work? I've been out of work. You feel worthless. Absolutely. Maybe you're out of work right now, and I'm not calling you worthless because I've been out of work, but that's how you feel. That's how I felt. I felt like a worthless piece of crap. We had moved to Texas. I couldn't find a job. I'm looking everywhere. I got resumes out. I've got nothing. I didn't even have any prospects. That's when I ended up finding the job selling RVs. What, Chris, you got something to say about selling RVs, Chris? Yes, I found it. Yes, Chris, I found the job on Craigslist. Okay, I went for the help wanted section and it said RV sales and it was right at the top of the screen. And I thought, well, I can do it. Why do people get shocked that I do crazy things all the time? I have impulse control problems. I have major impulse control problems. That's why I'm constantly doing wildly stupid, irrational things that oftentimes end in horrific failure. That basically this career is the only one of those that's ever worked out. I can't believe that. Jesse, I agree things are going to get worse before they get better. I have three kids, and I'm sure that my kids, along with yours, will be mini system disruptors, and that will not be easy. In fact, it will be very hard on them in the future. What should parents do to prepare our kids for the fact that the system will be extremely hard on them going forward? Okay, one, speaking of kids, this is a total side note. My kids, my boys are 14 and 12 now. James is my oldest. Luke's my youngest. I think it's very, very hilarious as a father to watch them go from, girls are icky. Oh, girls are so stupid. And it's like, honestly, it's like a light switch. They don't think girls are that stupid anymore. In fact, they seem really interested in the girls. We took them to a, it was a high school football game. What was it? Gosh, two months ago, took them to a high school football game down here. And we were sitting kind of down towards the field. And the cheerleaders were right there in front. I'm not sure if my oldest son caught any of the game at all. I said, son, are you enjoying the game? Yeah, great game. I said, okay. What play did they just run? It was a running play. No, it actually wasn't. Wasn't a running play at all, son. I bet you if I asked you the lipstick color on that cheerleader you've been eyeballing since we've been here, I bet you can tell me that. All right, back to this. How do we prepare them? I used to try to avoid talking politics at all with my sons. You know, I've only been doing radio. We're 4 years, 4 years and like 2 months. 4 years and 2 months, I think it is. 4 years and 3 months, something like that. That's how long I've been doing radio. So I haven't been doing this for a long time. That's why I suck at it. But I'm new at this. But as soon as I started doing it, that would have put them at about 10 and 8. And I really didn't even want them to listen to the show. Because I didn't want them to be political. When I would get home and I'd want to talk about something, the wife and I would kind of try to talk about it either quietly or in the side room. Because I had this dream of, we'll talk about that when they grow up, right? No, we'll wait till they grow up. And I realized, I'm not telling you how to raise yours, I realized that was a mistake for me and it was incredibly naive. And one of the things that's really woken me up to that is you see over and over and over and over and over again how many teachers out there, teachers of very young kids, are trying to indoctrinate these kids into some of the most despicable communism possible. And then you turn on, I brought it up before, you turn on Nickelodeon, and it's all communist propaganda. You turn on Sesame Street now, it's all diversity, equity, communist propaganda. You turn on an NFL game, an NBA game, a Major League Baseball game, it's all communist. So they're getting barraged by the other side's values all the time. So if they're getting barraged by them and I'm choosing to remain neutral, I'm an idiot. Someone's going to form their outlook on life, on how they view life and how they view freedom and how they view government and how they view this and how they view that. Someone is going to form it. I can either allow Sesame Street to form them into foul little communist beasts, or I can choose to be proactive and understand that they are being assaulted from all sides. And so you ask me how I've done it. And again, there are tons of people listening to the show who've raised kids who are now successful, wonderful adults with their own families. They could tell you more about parenthood than I ever could. I'm still learning. But I will tell you, I'm very forward with them now. I'm so forward with them that the wife gets uncomfortable how political my kids are. We'll be sitting down for dinner. It just happened a couple nights ago. We'll be sitting down for dinner. One of my sons, Dad, you see the latest commercial? Latest AT&T commercial? Gay couple, big surprise. Can't even turn on the TV anymore. That they see it. They see it because now they hear me talk about it. And the wife turns on the show for them because I do a show in the evening. So lots of times I'm not there in the evening when they're home from school and they're farting around. Well, they're boys. They are quite literally farting around the house. And they're learning from the show. By the time I get home, my kids are boned up on the issues like you're boned up on the issues. They're learning about things. They're learning that freedom isn't free.
And do you support a no-fly zone in Ukraine?
I support everything that has to do with
punishing Vladimir Putin and helping the Ukrainians.
Wouldn't that mean direct conventional warfare with Russia?
I don't know what it will mean, but you know freedom is not free.
So you don't know what a no-fly zone will mean. Do you have to shoot down Russian planes? I mean...
Of course!
So conventional war with Russia.
Listen, thank you.
Listen, thank you. But I don't love that. I don't love the world that we have. I wish my kids could watch AT&T commercials without seeing that. But I didn't pick this world. You didn't pick this world. This is not your choice for the culture. You hate this. I hate this. I have to teach my sons how to live in the world that we have. I teach my sons how to live, you know, be more purposeful with their money too. Speaking of AT&T, who's your cell phone company? Is it Verizon? Is it AT&T? T-Mobile? Are we teaching our kids to be purposeful with where we spend and don't spend our money? I had to have this talk with my sons when I canceled Disney Plus because they loved all the Marvel superhero movies. I'll be honest, when they first started coming out, I loved it too. I used to read those comic books when I was a kid, and it was cool to watch it come alive on the big screen. And one day, because whenever we'd let them watch TV, they're sitting down and they want to watch the Hulk smash things and stuff like that. And the day we started, it was actually when that LaToya Ravenow chick, and we got all that inside information on Disney for, I believe it was Christopher Rufo, I want to make sure I give him credit, who got all the inside baseball stuff on just how despicable Disney was with all the endless LGBTQ propaganda for kids and everything. And that the day that came, I told them, I just gathered them around. I didn't do it behind their backs. I gathered them around and I said, sons, we're canceling Disney Plus. And they said, what? Why? I don't know. And I said, well, here's why. And I told them exactly why. And I asked them, I said, do you think we should continue to financially support that? And they said, no, I don't think so. So we canceled it right there, canceled it in front of them. Probably time for you to switch your cell phone company. Pure Talk. They have the same great 5G coverage as one of those guys, but they share your values. Their CEO is a veteran. He loves this country. When you talk to customer service at Pure Talk, you speak to an American. And this is all done over the phone. It's cake. It's nothing. It takes 10 minutes. All you have to do is pick up your cell phone right now, your AT&T phone, your Verizon phone, your T-Mobile. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. And the cell phone company is one of the easiest ways to do this because your cell phone, let's be honest, we all have it paid automatically every month. Very few people are still writing a check every month. It comes out automatically. So you can automatically support a company that shares your values every month, or you can automatically support a company that hates you. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. Less than 10 minutes. Switch to Pure Talk. All right? All right. Now that we're past that, let's get to GOP governors, Biden's vaccine mandate, why it's not near enough. Hang on.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
The Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Thank you, everybody, for the Spotify shout-outs. I didn't know there was a thing called Spotify Wrapped or something like that, where if I'm your number one show, it sends you some notification. I don't know how many of these I've gotten today, but that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. You know what, Chris? I never doubted me for a second. What, Chris? What? I always thought it would work out. All right. Joe Biden, Democrats, they have a thing they do. And it's pretty much despicable, but it is also, in a way, effective. And I've been playing this John Kirby soundbite of, in case you miss it, I'm going to play it again. Everyone knows. That what happened in Afghanistan was an absolute disaster in every way. It wasn't even a national embarrassment. It was an international embarrassment. We were embarrassed on the world stage with what happened in Afghanistan. Kirby goes on television and brags about.
Let's talk about the Defense Department's annual report, because it is saying that Biden's fumbled withdrawal from Afghanistan was a propaganda gift to China. Do you agree with that?
No, I do not. And I don't know that that's the Pentagon's assessment, that it was a propaganda gift to China. If anything, nations like China and Russia took a look at what we did in Afghanistan. And we've talked about this many, many times over the last year, and had to marvel at the speed, the efficiency, and the effectiveness that a very small number of troops. Brian, you listen to me now. Hear me out. A small number of troops were able.
Okay. Marvel. That seems nuts, right? That's total sky is green stuff. But remember, they have a reason they do this. And it's actually really, really smart politics. When the communists in America do something horrible, which they routinely do, and they get caught red-handed doing something horrible, which they routinely do, like the pull out of Afghanistan, they never, ever, ever apologize. And they never for a moment act like there's even a chance they did a small thing wrong. In fact, they do the exact opposite. They will embarrass themselves in horrific fashion time after time after time. And then without hesitation, they will go on television and brag about the failure as if it was a monumental success. I'm looking at a headline here called Paycheck to Paycheck. Americans struggle in Democrats' broken economy. The economic numbers now are ugly. It looks like it's going to get very ugly. Inflation's bad, and now it's the holiday season, so people get laid off and fired because companies are prepping their books for the next year. So on top of all the ugly we have, it's getting uglier and uglier every day, and the value of the dollar is going down. This was Joe Biden from today.
Like we were doing before I got elected president, inflation at the grocery stores, thank God, beginning to slow. Prices for things like clothes, television, and appliances are going down. That's good news for the holiday season.
What? Now, that's a despicable thing to do. It is. It's dishonest. It's despicable. But it's also 1,000 times more effective than what Republicans do. Republicans will simply, instead of denying the basic premise of a communist question, they'll simply hand them so many concessions before they answer it. Hey, so you're a bloodthirsty Nazi white supremacist idiot. What do you have to say about this? Well, I want to push back, not too much, but just a little. I may be a little bit of those things, but I'm not too much of those things, and I've condemned it. That's what our party does. Their party is interested in winning. Our party simply is not. Now, let me ask you something. Are you interested in winning if you go out today and you have your carry weapon on you and some deranged lunatic tries to kill you? Just saw some video out of Austin, Texas. Girl was a bartender. Her ex-boyfriend rolls in, pulls out a weapon, and just starts letting it fly. There's no safety anymore. With this much mental illness and drugs and desperation and out there, there's not safety anymore. I got to run down to the grocery store and get some bread and milk. And you better be carrying. And you better know how to shoot what you got. When is the last time you practiced with your weapon? And I know life is busy. Believe me, we got two kids in sports. And I know. There are nights I pass the wife on the way. She's on the way to one practice. I'm on the way home for another. We got to go do this. I know life's busy. I know ammo's expensive. I know gas is expensive. When's the last time you practiced with your weapon? Mantis X allows you to practice in the comfort of your home. Take 10 minutes in the morning. Take 10 minutes on the weekend. Make it 20. You might just find yourself enjoying yourself doing dry fire practice inside your home. You don't have to fire a shot. Go to MantisX.com and get one today, all right? MantisX.com. The Green Berets use this for a reason. The Marines are using this in Paris Island for a reason. MantisX.com. Don't hope you're ready if you run into a psycho tonight. Make sure you're ready. Hello, Jarhead. You mentioned on Monday's show that you like gravy. What about SOS when you were in the Marines? I loved it. When I was in Alaska, we had some breakfast that included the leftover taco filling for supper. Man, it was good. I live and die for SOS. What is it, Chris? It is a family show, so I'm not allowed to say the first word. Something on a shingle is how we'll leave it at that. Now, what is it is actually kind of an interesting question. It's different every time, and this is what I mean by that. It's definitely a gravy. You have a piece of toast. We always just ate it on toast. It's just a piece of toast, not fancy. And then you have a gravy, and there's ingredients in the gravy. There's always a meat. Generally, it's just ground burger, but I've seen chopped beef, many different things you can put in it. I still, to this day, will make a gigantic vat of SOS at the house, and I put onions, and I spice it up with the Biloxi shrimp herbs and spices. I'll put that in there. I'll add some jalapenos in there, and I'll just reheat it all week and pour it over the top of toast. Maybe I'll throw an egg on there. Oh, my gosh. Now I'm craving it. My mouth's watering. Hang on.
Hey, everyone. Jake Storielli here from John Boy Media. I want to tell you about my podcast, Waking Jake. It's your go-to spot for anything and everything sports. Baseball, football, basketball, hockey, golf, college, whatever's hot in the street, we're talking about it on Waking Jake. So if you're a diehard fan or looking for the latest buzz, we've got you covered. No matter your favorite sport, we're breaking it down with the passion that'll make you feel like you're in the stands with us. Plus, we've got a bunch of guests, Foolish Bailey, Jolly Olive, Chris Rose, and more. Mock drafts, rankings, whatever you want. It's the sports world, and come on and join our friends in the Wake and Jake family. You will not regret it. So, new episodes Monday and Wednesday. You can watch along on the Wake and Jake YouTube channel or listen to Wake and Jake on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain, but those experiments are the most important scientific discoveries of the time.
I'm Evan Ratliff. Last season, we tackled the ingenuity of Elon Musk with biographer Walter Isaacson. This time, we're diving into the story of Benjamin Franklin, another genius who's desperate to be dusted off from history.
His media empire makes him the most successful self-made business person in America. I mean, he was never early to bed and early to rise type person. He's enormously famous. Women start wearing their hair in what was called the coiffure a la Franklin.
And who's more relevant now than ever.
The only other person who could have possibly been the first president would have been Benjamin Franklin. But he's too old and wants Washington to do it.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. This is Jimmy O'Brien from John Boy Media. I want to quickly tell you about my podcast. It's called Jimmy's Three Things. Episodes come out every Tuesday, and for about 30 minutes, I dive into three topics in Major League Baseball that I am interested in. Breaking stories, trends, stats, weird stuff. Sometimes I make up my own stats. Sometimes I do a lot of research. And it ends up, I was wrong the whole time. So that's something you can get in on. Use Jimmy's Three Things podcast to stay up to date on Major League Baseball and to make you just a smidge smarter than your friend who's a baseball fan. You listen to me and then you go tell him, hey, I know this and you don't. So I make you smarter than your friends. That's what Jimmy's Three Things is all about. Listen to Jimmy's Three Things on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. You could also find it on the Talkin' Baseball YouTube channel, and new episodes drop every Tuesday.
I'm Buzz Knight, and I'm the host of the Taking a Walk podcast, Music History on Foot. Ian Hunter.
Hello, Ian. It's Ringo. How'd you fancy going on the tour? You get the chills when a Beatles are on your answering machine.
The podcast is an audio diary of insightful conversations with musicians and the inside stories behind their music. Kenny Aronoff.
I wake up every morning and I feel grateful. But I know it didn't come from luck. If you get a lucky break, well, you better be prepared. You better be ready. If you've done your homework and you're continuing to do your homework, you'll turn that lucky break into something great.
The message of the podcast is simple. honest conversation with musicians about the music they create.
Carney Wilson.
You know, I mean, Elton John picked me up and put me back in my crib when I was a toddler. It's like, that's the thing that's so cool is I've got these stories because of my life.
Listen to the Taking a Walk podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Feeling
what,
Chris? I feel like I sound like him. You don't think so? I feel like I sound Michael. You didn't think that was close? Neither of you two have musical taste, though. You don't have an ear for music like I do. I'm an artist, so I understand what it sounds like. I understand what I'm looking for. See this? Connecticut school board overrules moms and votes to keep a book about cross-dressing in the second grade curriculum. Back to that conversation we were having earlier about how do we prepare our kids. Man, I don't avoid this stuff with my kids. I'll take this story home tonight and I'll show my sons and I'll tell them, look how many despicable teachers there are out there and look at the horrendous filth they're trying to push out there. Because my sons, your daughters, they have to know they are going to the wolves in this world. And one last thing on that. We worry about, are our kids equipped? Are our kids ready? Are our kids ready? These times are going to be different and difficult. Our kids are going to face difficult times. They will. There's no question about that. But remember, they were made for this time. They were made on purpose for this time. They're not here by accident. So let's make sure we get them ready and they'll be ready. Now, I saw 21 GOP governors opposed Biden's military vaccine mandate. But there are more than 21 GOP governors. Where are the rest of them? You know what? We're moving off of that. Did you hear Biden today thought somebody heckled him in the crowd when they didn't?
Tribes as nations and treaties as law. Respect for... Beg your pardon? I thought you said no.
He just sounds bad, doesn't he? He sounds bad. Now, as we get some cultural W's out there, I do want to issue you a warning about something. And when I say cultural W's, I'm looking at this headline, Bob Iger, he's the new CEO of Disney, wants to quiet things down on the culture wars front. So this is what's going to happen. As you continue to put your money where your morals are, as you continue to vote with your goods and services that you buy or don't buy, you're going to begin to see results like you are right now with Disney. Market shares in the tank. No one's going to the movies. No one's going to the parks. Well, that's not fair. Attendance is way down at the parks. Things are really, really bad. And what you're going to see is the communist is going to attempt to once again use your values against you. What are your values? Well, I guarantee you, your value is you want to live peacefully with your fellow man. That's what I want too. Hey, you just do you and I'll do me. And I want things to quiet down. Have you ever said that to yourself? I want things to quiet down. I wish it wasn't so divisive. I wish it would quiet down. If you ever hear the communists calling for quiet, it's important you should know that he's scared. And that you should actually get louder at that point in time. If he's calling for quiet, he's trying to appeal to that part of you that is merciful and that wants quiet. And you need to let the part of you that's merciful die, and you need to let it die right now because you have to be a vicious freedom fighter. It's what you have to be. Going forward, you need to be a freedom fighter. And the only thing communists understand is fear and pain. Fear and pain. I'm going to read for you a quote. You've probably heard of this guy before, Alexander Solzhenitsyn. He wrote a very famous book about the gulags. Spent quite a bit of time under communism, spent time in the gulags. But he read a quote, and I want you to write this on your heart and remember it. And definitely remember it the next time you hear some communist who's been waging war on you talk about quieting things down. Remember this. This is his quote. During my time in the camps, I had got to know the enemies of the human race quite well. They respect the big fist and nothing else. The harder you slug them, the safer you will be. Remember that, okay? Never forget it. These people, they despise you. All they understand is fear and pain. Fear and pain. Do not turn down the heat. Turn it up. Turn the heat up. You understand me? Turn the heat up. Keep canceling Disney Plus. Keep going to different stores. Keep avoiding the stores that hate your guts. They are beginning to feel it, especially now. I mean, we're worried about a recession. I'm worried about a recession. You're worried about a recession. There's nothing good about a recession. I'm not pretending there is, but there are opportunities in a recession. These companies, they're going to be laying people off. They already are laying people off. They're looking at next year's bottom line. That's part of why they're laying people off, and they're very, very worried. They're hurting. Hurt them more. Now that they're hurting, now that they're feeling pain, step on their heads. If you get a company like Disney and they're out there drowning in the pool and they're saying, hey, let's quiet things down. Save me. Will you toss me a life preserver? Toss them a cinder block. Make them feel pain. All right? Remember, fight. Fight like you mean it. Fight like your country is on the line, because I promise you it is. Jesse, I haven't heard you mention our new gun law in Oregon. It's pretty horrible. There's a mad dash to buy firearms before the law goes into effect. Governor is slow walking 26,000 pending background checks. What are your thoughts? Well, the gun registry is always the first step in gun confiscation. Always the first step. And they always look, every single time anyone has ever done this before, and all the communists do it every time, they always do it. They always act like gun registry is going to be the end of it. No. We just need to know where they are. That's all. We just need to know where they are. But I want you to listen. I'm going to play this for you again. This Nobel Prize winner, Maria Ressa. And I want you to listen to this woman and how she speaks about speech and how they need to put guardrails on speech. And I need you to replace all the time she says speech or is talking about speech and think about your guns, because I promise you, they all feel exactly this way about you and those guns you have.
But listen, I think there's a lesson in it for all of us. It's not just in China. This is all about, as you say, information warfare. And America is not immune to it.
And you've already been targeted, right? Yeah. I mean, the 1,000-page Mueller report with all the data that's been pushed out, this social media, the tools of gathering data on each of us, now has insidiously manipulated us. It is at a point where journalism becomes nearly impossible because the distribution system actually rewards lies.
But you were such a proponent of Facebook in the beginning.
I am.
And now you are fighting so hard and ringing the alarm bells. Their, you know, answer is free speech. And I think about Justice Brandeis, right?
When did he say it? He said
1927.
Exactly.
The answer, like, free speech is more free speech.
That doesn't work today.
Yeah.
Not in the age of exponential lies. Not in the age of at a time when, and frankly,
the leaders of Western civilization hate your freedoms so freaking much. And look, speaking to Oregon, I brought up the story yesterday. There's a reason Oregon's trying to break off. They're trying to split up because people are tired of it, and I don't blame them. Now, do you have your Chalk subscription yet? And I tell you all the time about the male vitality stack or female vitality stack. Let me tell you a little bit about Lit Powder. Every single morning, the wife gets up and makes us this superfood smoothie. It sounds horrible. It's really not that bad, but it's got spinach and kale and bananas and blueberries and everything else in it. And she adds a couple things to it. She adds Chalk Lit Powder. And there's some kind of dark chocolate thing. I forget what it calls it from Chalk, but it's super, super good for you. It's cacao or something like that. These are all natural herbal supplements, and they're all found at Chalk, and they're outstanding for you. Go get your subscription now and start little things to be healthier. That's what I'm doing, little things. Go to chok.com, promo code Jesse, all right? Chalk.com, promo code Jesse, gets you 35% off a subscription. Hey, crayon eater, I'm 49-year-old retired U.S. Army grunt. In my short time on this earth, I have never seen our country so divided in my life. I think the only thing that can bring us back together is if we are attacked here in the States. What say you? I've actually had this question before, and I was going to save this for Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday, which is tomorrow. Again, get your questions emailed in right now, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I was going to save this to tomorrow, but I think before I do headlines I didn't get to, I think I'm going to answer this now because I don't agree. I'll explain in a second.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. And then it's Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday time. Then I got Tim Pool on Friday. So you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. For you new listeners, it's Ask Me Anything. We usually do it every Friday, but I try to add it in the bookend of every single week. Doesn't have to be political. It can be anything. Ask it. We answer it. It's a fun time. Now, I've had this question before. The country's divided. We have too many people who aren't patriotic. Jesse, I feel like only an attack on our soil would bring us back together. You know, post 9/11. Let's come together. Post Pearl Harbor. Let's come together. I don't agree. And I'm not saying you're wrong or stupid or that it's a dumb idea. I think that we don't fully appreciate sometimes, as dark as this is, I think we don't fully appreciate just how many Americans now genuinely hate America. I said it when Barack Obama was president, and I meant it. If Barack Obama was forced, held at gunpoint, to drop a nuclear weapon in one place on Earth, he could pick any place on Earth and drop a nuclear weapon on it, Barack Obama would have dropped that weapon somewhere in Red America. I promise you he would have. It would not be Tehran. It wouldn't be Moscow. It wouldn't be Beijing. It would be somewhere in Red America. It would. You can think that's over the top, but I'm correct, and you know I'm correct. Joe Biden, the people around Joe Biden, same thing. We have spent so many years now, so many generations teaching America's kids. It really begins in school. It's all over TV now in Hollywood, but we're teaching America's kids America sucks, America sucks, America sucks, America sucks, America's evil, America's evil. These people, there are a lot of people in this country who think America is the height of evil and frankly deserves to be destroyed. And the most disheartening part is most of those people lead our society. You realize that the Federal Bureau of Investigation, as we speak, you understand that they have shifted into a completely domestic terror mindset. And the domestic terrorists, they're out. I mean, this is publicly available information. The people they consider to be potential domestic terrorists, it's your MAGA flag. It's your Gadsden flag. Got a Trump flag in your lawn? Congratulations, you're part of the FBI's potential terrorist watch list. We have people now who run the country, and they believe any patriotism at all is actually evil and should be stomped into the ground. If we were attacked, if five Chinese divisions landed on the shores of California and they began to march east towards Washington, D.C. in an effort to take over the country, you would see a gigantic percentage of Americans taking up arms and marching with them. You would have virtually every single major media outlet going on TV, and yes, they would report on it, and they would simply find a way to blame Republicans for it and declare war on you instead of declaring war on China. They would do it without hesitation. I didn't mean that to be as down as it is, but there are parts of this country that simply are not salvageable anymore. People in the country that are not salvageable anymore. There's been too many years, too much indoctrination. Remember how unique you are. Always remember how uniquely you are, how highly informed you are over even normal people. Normal people, they still think the face mask does something. They do. Now, they don't wear it anymore because it's uncomfortable. But if there was a COVID outbreak, let's say there was a bad COVID outbreak in your town, a bunch of people were getting sick, you would have people that that agree with you on things, that you're friends with, immediately go out and get a paper mask and throw it on their face, in the face of their children. You would. You know you would. You already saw them do it. Lots of the country's gone, right? All right. Before we do headlines, which I'm going to get to here in a second, I want to do this. Who's your cell phone carrier? Your cell phone bill is one of the easiest things to pay to the person who likes you or the person who hates you, because it's a bill that gets paid automatically. You put in your credit card number, and every single month, Verizon takes your money out. AT&T takes your money out. T-Mobile takes your money out. Or you could be like me, and I just got an email notification letting me know Pure Talk took my money out. My payment to Pure Talk has been completed. And I just paid Pure Talk one half of what I used to pay Verizon for the exact same coverage. That's one. And two, I paid somebody who shares my values, who promotes my values. Pure Talk doesn't just share your values. They promote them. Their customer service, they're Americans. That's how pro-America they are. You want to see the customer service of Verizon? Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. Takes 10 minutes. 10 minutes to switch over. I switched my whole family of four over. It's cake. Dial #250. Say Jesse Kelly. That actually saves you an additional 50% off your first month. Switch to Pure Talk. Don't wait. Do it now.
And now,
here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Critical race theory related ideas found in mandatory programs at 58 of the top 100 U.S. medical schools. Here's a reminder that on top of everything else they are destroying, the communists are utterly wrecking medicine. And that nurse/doctor you think is going to try to save your life 20 years from now might just decide you're not worth the time, whitey. Academics tout psychological benefits of the return to mask mandates. Quote, people don't have to think for themselves. Yet another reminder that all the leaders of the West, including Western educators, believe you and your stupid freedoms are the problem. If you would just go plug into the hive mind and get your talking points, the world would be a better place. Gay Huffington Post contributor arrested for making threats against Atlanta LGBTQ nightclub. Boy, what a shock. It always seems to end the same way, doesn't it? Former DHS disinformation czar Nina Jankowicz registers as a foreign agent, goes to work countering gendered disinformation overseas. Just a reminder that Joe Biden tried to put this person in charge of an entire disinformation arm of the federal government aimed at you. What happened to the reporter who dared report the truth about Paul Pelosi attack? The reporter accidentally reported the truth? No one's seen him since. He's been suspended. He got suspended by NBC for telling the truth about Paul Hammerpants, and no one has seen the guy since. Kim Kardashian reevaluating Balenciaga relationship over child images. Reevaluating, huh? So they get busted being pretty forward about promoting pedophilia, and that just caused you to pause and reevaluate? Yeah, definitely have your priorities in line. California's perilous bid to censor your doctor's advice. Yeah, California is about to pass a law. And if you're in California, there's a very good chance, even if you have a good doctor, he's not going to be allowed to help you the way he knows how. Who is that smart, handsome radio host who's been telling you to move from a red to a blue state? Who is that, Chris? All right. Tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday. Get your questions emailed in right now. Don't wait till tomorrow. Get them emailed into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All right? That's all.
Hi, everybody. It's Katie Couric. Have you heard about my newsletter called Body and Soul? It has everything you need to know about health and wellness. From skincare and serums to meditation and brain health, we've got you covered. And most importantly, it's information you can trust. Everything is vetted by experts at the top of their field. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. That's katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. I promise you'll be happier and healthier if you do.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast.
As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey everyone, Jake Storielli here from John Boy Media. I want to tell you about my podcast, Waking Jake. I've been a sports nut my whole life, and there's nothing I love more than talking about it. If you're a sports fan, Waking Jake is the place for you. Covering all the hot topics from the sports world, a lot of baseball, a lot of postseason coverage, mock drafts, awards, guest interviews, all of it. New episodes every Monday and Wednesday. Come watch along on the Wake and Jake YouTube channel or listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Bruce Bazzi. On my podcast, Table for Two, we have unforgettable lunch after unforgettable lunch with the best guest you could possibly ask for. People like Matt Bomer, Emma Roberts, and Colin Jost.
Did you say a Caesar salad with lobster?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Our second season is airing right now, so you can catch up on our conversations that are intimate and often hilarious. Listen to Table for Two with Bruce Bazzi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.